Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny, ooh, Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny, ooh, Jenny, Jenny, you know that I love when we can live so happily.
Okay, guys, it's Saturday. Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, and we are going to TCB today. And I've got Ann and Susan here from the UK, if Ann can still hear me.
I can hear you.
Hello.
Hey, I can hear you. Glory. Oh, wow. All right. Awesome. Wicked cool. Yeah. Okay. We do have some sad business to take care of here first, and that is, as I'm sure most of you have heard by now, Kenny Rogers has gone home. He has left this earth and gone home. And I remember he started back in, was it 65 or 66, when they started recording First Edition. And it wasn't called Kenny Rogers and the First Edition yet. It was just the First Edition. So he has been around for an eon and a half. And he did some pretty wicked stuff. He was born in 1938, August of 1938. So he had his run. He was 81. He passed away Friday night, so the reports go. And it says natural causes, but he was attended by hospice. So no
idea. I
couldn't
understand that.
Yeah, well, they evidently knew ahead of time that it was going to happen, and hospice came in to help. So that's okay, you know. It doesn't always have to be a tragic end. So that's all right. But, you know, he did a lot
nice
of stuff.
It's nice that he's gone peacefully.
Well, yeah, and he was a singer, a songwriter.
Yes.
He wrote songs. He was an actor. You've probably seen the Gambler movies, and he was in some other things. He was on Hee Haw back in the 60s.
And
he was a record producer and an entrepreneur. He wasn't a regular on Hee Haw. He just showed up once or twice. Okay.
Yeah.
He did make his appearance. His last tour was on June 30th of 2016. 2016, not 1916. I'm 100 years behind. I mean, you know, whatever. Why not? You know, why
not? You've been putting in your
Today's the day for it, I tell you. They're not going to have his service right away because of this whole thing that's going on. They're going to have funeral services later. But, you know, this dude was... he liked the women, too. He was married 5 times. Now you'd think if you if you didn't get it right the first or second time, why do you keep trying? Why not
go back for more?
Why not just have fun? I mean, you know, why get into this marriage thing and go through all the dirty, messy, yuckies to get out of it again? Just hook up with somebody that really attracts you, stay with them for however long they attract you, and then here's a settlement, goodbye, and leave it done. That's it. But no, he suckered in 5 times.
He's got quite a few children as well, hasn't he?
It didn't say how many children. I only know of a couple of kids. I didn't really. That wasn't on the little blurbs that you were seeing all over the place. And I left out some of the bad stuff because we just don't need to go there. The media's going to do it for us. I'm not going there. I admired the man. I admired his talent. I saw him in concert once, and he was magnificent. He didn't move like Elvis, but he put on a really nice show. And you it's one of those that you wish you could stay there and listen to him all night. He was that good. I'm just glad that I worked for a radio station. Ticket was free.
Lovely.
Hey, that's the only way to roll, you know? That's good. Yeah, and I took my sister. But yeah, it's he was just, oh my gosh. And he was into, let's see, country, pop, adult contemporary, soft rock, and you know, just, oh my gosh, he just did just about everything except hard rock and tech and funky stuff. He didn't go there. But his real strong genre was country. That's where he stayed
country.
The longest. And most people know him for the country music. He played guitar, harmonica, and fiddle. So, you know, his fingers could do the walking. But, oh, Jenny, did you say that? Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yes, I did. How about that? Surprise, surprise, guys. You're shocked at that falling out of my mouth. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, he was just tried everything. Musically, he was just so interesting. He had a sense of humor. He was happy with life. And you know that little stretchy, or that big stretchy facelift he had? He hated it. It was a mistake. But, you know, once it's done, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. He picked the wrong surgeon. That's basically what it amounted to, in my opinion. But anyway, he was just really a busy boy for most of his career. You know, it didn't say anything about his childhood. I didn't really have time to look it up and take that in consideration. Mm-hmm. But his career was phenomenal enough that we can just go there. You know, so we did. We went there. And I've got quite a few songs, and a couple of them I had in the library, but they became requests. And that's just fine. I don't mind that at all. It's kind of cool that somebody else is thinking of the same things I am. Mm. So the first request I'm going to play is by Kenny Rogers. And John sent it to me with the message that Kenny Rogers did this as a tribute to Elvis.
Yes.
So here is Sweet Music Man.
I wouldn't listen, and I couldn't see, and all I have left now are words. Sing your song, sweet music man. Cause I won't be there to hold your hand like I used to. I'm through with you. You're a hell of a singer and a powerful man, but you surround yourself with people who demand so little of you. You touched my soul with your beautiful song. You even had me singing along right with you. You said I need Then you changed the words and added harmony, and you sang the song you had written for me to someone new. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do, and nobody else can make me sing along, and nobody else can make me feel that things are right when I know. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. Sing your song, sweet music man. You travel the world with a six-piece band that does for you what you ask them to. And you're trying to stay young, but the songs you sung to so many people have all begun to come back on you. So sing your song, said music man. You're making your living doing one night stands that fool with you. They don't need. You're still a hell of a singer, but a broken man. But you'll keep on looking for one last man to sing to. But nobody sings a love song quite like you do, and nobody else can make me sing along, and nobody. Nobody sings a love song quite like you. So sing your song, sweet music man. I believe.
Oh, yeah, and Elvis was the sweet music man, and we all know that. We all agree on that. We got no trouble with that.
That is silly.
So, now we've got Kenny Rogers. This I had in already, and it became a request. Shauna asked for me to play The Gambler.
Nice.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold.
and the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Why do we get 10 seconds of that? I have no idea, but I turned it off. And now back to the next one I was going to play. That was interesting, frustrating,
yes.
Stupid.
You can tell it.
Yeah.
You can tell it's live, can't you?
Exactly. Because, yeah, they just head right into something else. Yeah. It's like, what the hell are you guys doing? My gosh. But yeah, you know, that's how they get him from one song to the other, is they make that little segue in there. It gives him time to move, because when I saw him, he had a round stage with a hole in the middle of it where the band was,
like,
which was kind of cool, but a little odd. But anyway, it worked really, really well, because wherever he was, the band was behind him.
Oh, great.
And that was really nice, because the audience was all the way around this circular stage. And he made sure to move around it so everybody got to see both sides of him.
Lovely.
So it was really a good setup, actually. But that's what the band did when they were there, is they would always just play something funky, like they had started at the end of this song, until he moved to where he wanted to begin the next song. And then he did his little speaking spiel thing, and they went with it after that. But he was always telling stories and jokes and all kinds of stuff in between, and it was really kind of cool. I'm sorry I only got to see him once. Because he was a good showman. He was a good showman. Not as good as others, but he was good. He was good. Mm. So Susan has already bopped back and forth twice, guys. This is – she's back now.
You've got that
rush
hat
again. I'm a good little bopper.
Oh, yeah, you're the big bopper. Hey.
I'm the best.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
You're not a teeny
the best. You've had you're the best bopper, because you had a lot of practice.
Oh, true.
Okay, I've got another Kenny Rogers song. We're going to do all the Kenny Rogers songs,
yeah,
because this is the time to honor him, to pay tribute to his life and some of what he did. Now, I could have filled a whole show with Kenny Rogers. Okay, but that's not my thing. That's not my thing.
I've done a lot.
Oh my gosh, especially when you get into his duets with other people. It wasn't just Dolly Parton that he did duets with. So, you know, as we shall see. But right now, they made a movie out of this song. I mean, they made a movie out of The Gambler, which I'm sure we've all seen. So, okay. They made a movie out of this song as well. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a decent movie. I'm still kind of sitting on the fence as far as Kenny Rogers' acting ability goes. But, you know, he wasn't bad, but he was himself. You see?
Yeah.
He put more of himself, his own personality, mm-hmm. into his roles. And so you kind of, you had to kind of go with your imagination to see the character he was portraying, because he had an awful lot of himself in there, which is fine. You know, that was just how he did it. So, okay, a lot of actors can put on a persona and pretend. He didn't do that quite as much. He had a lot of his own persona in it. And something I just thought of, he was in a Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman episode as well.
Oh, well, so he didn't know that.
So he made the rounds, guys. He was not just sitting on his laurels, if you want to call it that.
No.
He was out there doing stuff. So anyway, this is his Coward of the County. And keep in mind, this did become a movie.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. It never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms, he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him.
He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all. When Tommy left the barroom, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Oh, yeah. If you get a chance to see that movie, watch it, because it really is a good movie, and it follows that song. And it's just so, so gratifying when he beats the crap out of those three. Because they have given him grief through the whole movie, and he's just swallowed it, you know. Yeah. But you can only take so much, and then it explodes like a powder keg. And that's exactly what happened. But it felt so good when he did that. I know maybe that's not the right sentiment to have, but it's the truth. It felt so good when he just beat the snot out of him. So, if you get a chance to watch the movie, there's my recommendation for you. Okay. I've got two more Kenny Rogers songs, and they're good ones, so we're going to fly with it. This is one of those duets that I told you about that was not Dolly Parton. Anybody remember Sheena Easton?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was so cute. I swear she was so cute. I used to love to watch her sing. And when she talked, she had that thick Australian accent. And then when she sang, you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So she's fantastic. Was it? No, wait. Australian or Irish?
I thought she was Irish, to tell you the truth.
Yes. Irish, possibly, because that came into my head when I said that. I says, no, that's wrong, Jen, that's wrong. Mm. I think she was Irish. And what she said at one point, somebody asked her, you have such an accent when you speak, but when you sing, you sound like you're from the U.S. And she said, that's how it works in Ireland. Everybody that sings there is made fun of. They keep their accent in their singing. So everybody really, really practices singing without the Irish accent. So I thought that was pretty interesting. It's hey man, we want to hear the Irish accent. Stick it back in there. But, you know, hey, I don't know if they still do that or not, but that's okay. This is Kenny Rogers, and in case you hadn't guessed, Sheena Easton, and they're doing... Hey, you know, we've all got someone we want to tell this to. We've got tonight.
Thank you. we've got tonight.
Who needs tomorrow?
Let's make it last.
Let's find a way.
Turn out the light.
There we go. There we go. Yeah, Sheena Easton's voice just complimented him very, very nicely. I really liked it. Yeah. And they did that song. Like, they both believed it, you know? Mm. It was great. It was great. If you ever get to see the video, watch the video. It's fantastic. Okay, one more Kenny Rogers song. And this always... You know, especially if you've had a musician in your life at any point, this song grabs you. And as you're listening to it, you go, yep, 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 because this is how it is. This is how it is. So here's a song called She Believes in Me.
Stay out late at night and play my songs. And sometimes all the nights can be so long. And it's good when I finally make it home all alone while she lays dreaming. I try to get undressed without the light, and quietly she says, how was your night? And I come to her and say, it was alright, and I hold her tight. My little song, I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully, and who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find. Stumble to the kitchen for a bite. Then I see my old guitar in the night, just waiting for me like a secret friend. And there's no end while she lays crying. I fumble with a melody. Yeah.
God her love is true. Was my girl, I could change the world with my little song. I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way. While she lays, while she waits for me.
Yes. And I can tell you from personal experience that that is really how it is.
So,
you do a lot of waiting, but you know what? They appreciate it because they know you're there waiting, and it's worth it. It's worth it. That's all. I'm not going into it. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. I've got a request from Brandon. And Brandon, I've got both of them, as far as I know. But I'm going to play the one that I've got right in front of me right now. This is Bon Jovi.
Oh,
and
nice.
He sings, "Someday I'll be Saturday night." Hey, now that's a pleasant thought. I could be a Saturday night.
Hey, man, I'm alive. I'm taking each day and night at a time. I'm feeling like a Monday, but someday I'll be Saturday night. Hey, my name is Jim. Where did I go wrong? My life's a fog and basement. All the good shit's gone. I'm just getting all the job. Where do I belong? Sleeping in my car, my dreams moved on. My name is Billie Jean, my love is bought and sold. I'm only 16, I feel 100 years old. My foster daddy went, took my innocence away. The street life ain't much better, but at least I'm getting paid. And Tuesday just might go my way. It can't get worse than yesterday. Thursdays, Fridays ain't been kind. I'll be dead at night. I'll be back on my feet. I'll be doing alright. It may not be tomorrow, baby. That's okay. I ain't going down. I'm gonna find a way.
There you go. And Bon Jovi is another phenomenon. In the music business, since he was in high school, married his high school sweetheart, and they are still married and in love. Now that is hard to do.
True.
He is phenomenal. He is a wonder. My gosh. I don't know which one was doing something right, him or her.
Let's hope it was a bit of both.
Well, and I don't have to know because I don't know them, so it's okay. You know, we're fine either way. No problem. All right. I've got a request that Pat sent to me, and it's Ken Dodd.
Ah, yes. With his tickling stick.
Okay. Mm. So you know Ken Dodd. I'm going, who? But you know what? I love the song. I love the song. Love is like a violin.
Love is like a violin, with its strings around your heart. As dreams begin, sadly crying when you part, make my heart your violin. Late night, tell me this in the music of a kiss.
I have no idea where that came from, but maybe it works. You know, maybe it works. I am going to play an Elvis song.
Oh,
and it's
yes.
It's a nice, mellow little Elvis song.
Okay.
And I like it. Everybody likes it. I haven't heard anybody say they don't like it. Just
I love it. And I don't know what you
would
put it
in. I have out a new song. Had out a new song. I don't have out a new song. A song is coming out by me. What'd I say? You're the Supremes. You ought to know what's going on over there. The song is in an album, and it should be out by January of 1979. I think it's when it's called "Just Pretend." I hope you like it. Just pretend I'm holding you. And whispering things soft and low, and think of me how it's gonna be. Just pretend I didn't go when I walked away. Heard you say, if you need me, you know what to do. I knew it then, I'd be back again. Just pretend I'm right there. The things we said, or why you cried. But now I know it was wrong to go. I belong here by your side. Yes, I'll come flying to you.
For Shauna for 3 weeks, and with one thing and another happening, it hasn't gone down. So I'm going to play it right now, Shauna. It's the Ambassadors doing Unsteady. Heard that before in my entire life, but it's a nice song. It's really good. So thanks. It's always, well, you guys know me. I like to put stuff out there that isn't often heard or maybe never heard by any of us. And you never know what you're going to get. I like it that way. Keep them guessing because it keeps them excited. Yeah.
They come back for more.
And you can apply what I just said to anything or anybody, what you want to. It works. So there you were. help. Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah, moving right along before I chew my foot to a nubbin. Gordon Lightfoot, if you could read my mind, love, it could just send you into a seizure.
A frenzy.
Or a frenzy, yes. Okay, I like that better. A frenzy. Yeah, what kind of frenzy? Well, whatever.
You could read my mind, love. What a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. A movie star who gets burned in a three-way strip, into number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say, I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you left. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Now, to me, that's a sad song. That's a sad song because there's always, it's like Marty Robbins had a song and it said, one will hurt and one will be free. And it seems that that's always the way it goes, at least for a time, you know. And if you can manage to not do that, that's something special. That is something special. You have something extremely precious and special if you avoid that situation. And that's awesome. So, okay. I have another request. And this is from John. Mm-hmm. John sent, and I know this song. I mean, you know, I've heard this song before. I just never remembered who did it, which doesn't surprise me. Bob Lumen, however you want to pronounce it. Anyway, good old Bob.
Yeah.
Good old Bob. and the song is Think About Living.
In every other song that I've heard lately, some fellow gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both die with him, as likely as not. In half of the other songs, some cats cry, are ready to die. We've lost most all of our happy people, and I'm a-wondering why. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the loving, lovey-dovin'. Let's forget about the whine and the crying, the shooting and the dying, and the fellow with a switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. lost old Marty Robbins down in El Paso a little while back. And now Miss Patty Page, or one of them, is a wearing black. And Kathy's clown has Don and Phil where they feel like they could die. If we keep on losing our slingers like that, I'll be the only one you can buy. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey, lovey, dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about loving. Let's think about the hooping and the hopping and the bopping and the lovey, lovey, dovey. Let's forget about the whining and the crying and the shooting and the dying and the fellow with the switchblade knife. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Let's think about living.
There you go. Think about living. Think about life. Oh, and just for good measure, throw in the lovey dovey. You gotta that's
some lovey.
Maybe
you gotta have some lovey dovey.
Yeah, that's the important part. Mm. Lovey dovey. That's the important part. You know, and that's Oh yeah, that really is. Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
well, I do, so it's all right. Yeah. I have one here by Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh,
that's
quirky.
Funk, F-U-N-K, Funk.
Never
Railroad.
Heard of them. Wow.
Really? Oh, okay, well, you're about to, honey. Some kind of wonderful.
I don't have to stay out all night.
There you go. Now you've heard of Grand Funk. And when they first came out, and for a few years after they came out with their first album, they were known as Grand Funk Railroad. Oh. And you could get T-shirts and everything with that on it. It was totally awesome. I think they borrowed it from something else. I'm not sure what. But very soon it got shortened to just Grand Funk, because it was just easier to say. It was short, et cetera, et cetera. So just another little tidbit that goes running through my brain.
Yes.
I have a big brain.
Thank you for that.
I hear something. Somebody's got something on. Or is that me? Oh, Grand Funk is still going.
Yeah.
Well, ding-a-ling, ring the... Okay, never mind. it was going on for another 2 minutes. I had already gone past to find next song. It was going to go on for another 2 minutes, and I don't think we wanted to do that. So I stopped it. One more request from Brandon.
Yeah.
And this is from Journey. And it's called Only the Young. I got news for these guys.
Hey, man, I'm alive. I'm taking each day and night at a time. I'm feeling like a Monday, but someday I'll be Saturday night. Hey, my name is Jim. Where did I go wrong? My life's a fog and basement, all the good shit's gone. I'm just getting all the job. Where do I belong? Been sleeping in my car, my dreams moved on. My name is Billie Jean, my love is bought and sold. I'm only 16, I feel 100 years old. My foster daddy went, took my innocence away. The street life ain't much better, but at least I'm getting paid. And Tuesday's just might go my way. It can't get worse. Thursday's Fridays ain't been kind, but somehow I survive. Hey, man, I'm alive. I'm taking each day and night at a time. Yeah, I'm down, but I know I'll get by. Hey, 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 man, I've gotta live my life like I ain't got nothing but this road up inside.
Sorry about that, folks. I had that in here mislabeled as well as in here correctly labeled. So we got to hear it twice. You know, sorry about that, Brandon. I'll catch Journey next week, and we'll play it for you. We'll play it for you. Okay. Hopefully I don't have this one mislabeled, or I am going to go out of my mind, and I've already been there and back twice, so, you know, I know the way.
I don't want to go again.
Yeah. I'll take company. I mean, you know, hey, I know a few people that could go with me, and we could all be happy. We could be happy in our little group, yeah. This song will go right in with that. Brewer and Shipley doing One Toke Over the Line. It came out back when Token was really in. So
that was good. I enjoyed that.
Yes, Tartuffin.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's always been a nice song. It's just when you stop and think about what it's saying, it's like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah. But, you know, that's one thing I never did. I smelled that garbage when somebody else was doing it, and I went, oh, yuck. And you're putting that in your body? Yuck. And that was it for me. Nothing. Nope. No CBD oil. No token. No, I just can't. It's not in my repertoire. I mean, maybe I'm a little closed mind in that aspect, but oh well. just how it goes. Some things just don't get through that fence or that wall or whatever it is. Okay, James Taylor. Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, as I was time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd
All right. I like that. James Taylor always did good songs, you know, and he had a very distinctive voice. You always knew it was him. You always knew it was him. And that was wonderful. And guess what time it is, folks?
No,
it's not howdy doody time. Not howdy doody time. Okay. Who watched that when they were kids? Did you guys watch Howdy Doody? Did you have Howdy Doody over there?
No.
Every afternoon was Howdy Doody time. Oh, yeah. He was the puppet. What did they call? Oh, well, anyway. The puppets that ventriloquists use.
Yeah.
That's what Howdy Doody was.
Huh.
But he was also the ventriloquist didn't have to put his hand in the back of Howdy Doody because his arms and stuff and head and everything was attached by strings. It's just ventriloquist had to be his voice. So he's a freckle faced, plaid shirt, yellow scarf, blue jeans, brown shoes. I mean, you know, a typical back then farm boy.
Yeah.
Neat and tidy hair, you know, that whole business, which back in the 50s was how it was. That's just how it was. But yeah, Howdy Doody was a favorite of every kid I knew. And it was with moms and dads, it was okay to let your kids watch him, you know. Clarabelle the cat, the clown, who had this bicycle horn. Yeah, that's how Clarabelle talked, was bicycle horn. And it was like, oh my gosh.
We have cat over here.
Oh yeah. I stop and think of that and I'm going, whoa, did I really? And yes, I did.
Yes.
It's Howdy Doody time.
Basil,
it's Howdy Doody time.
Yeah.
And, oh,
Bill,
gosh.
Bill and Ben when we was children.
Yep.
That was quite good.
And
Andy Pandy.
Oh, yeah.
We remember those things forever.
The
yes.
wooden top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't remember the wooden tops, but you know, you guys are in the UK, I'm here in the US. We didn't have the wooden tops. We had the tin tops that a handle would pull up, and it was a spiral handle, and it would go through a gear. As you pushed it down, it would make the top turn. And after three or four times, you let it go, and the top just spins and spins and spins and spins and goes wherever. So unless it hits something, and then it falls. Why we found that amusing, I have no idea on God's green earth. I look at it now and I go, how boring. The kids would probably look at it now and go, how boring. But we thought it was great. We thought it was great. Times change and so do the tastes of the children.
Yes.
Which
indeed.
Might not be a bad thing. I mean, that's not a bad thing. But anyway, I want to say thank you to all you guys that joined me and hung in there with me, Ann and Susan. Oh my gosh, girl!
Well, I
back
tried
forth,
to.
Back
oh,
well,
please.
You know what? You always came back. I count that as hanging in there.
Oh, I do try.
Yes. And as long as you come back, that counts, honey. And
thank you.
I heard you the whole
You're
time.
Welcome.
You believe that?
No.
Whoa!
Yes. Wow!
Awesome. How things change from one day to 2 days later. Weird.
Yes.
But I am so glad it did. I'm so glad it did change. And I got to hear you the whole show. That was awesome. And I know that there are others out there listening. And if they're not listening now, they're going to listen later. I've had promises.
I'm sure they will.
And I've had friends just say, no, we'll listen later. It's like, okay, fine, whatever. And it's great. It's just totally great. I'm getting my manager at work hooked on it, and that's fantastic.
Wow.
She's really an awesome lady. I got to tell everybody, she's an awesome lady. And I just want to thank everybody that's here. And I put the link on my cousin's Facebook page because Messenger wouldn't let me post anymore, but they let me put it on Facebook. Now figure that one out. I'm not even going to try. But he got it and he thanked me for it. Whether he listened to it or not, I'll find out later. But it's just wonderful that I get my friends and family listening to this and having a good time. That's the best part, is they enjoy it. And that's the wonderful part. And hey, guys, tomorrow is gospel show.
Yes,
same time, same station, gospel show. So come in and fill your heart, because everybody needs it right now. And we'll support everybody. We'll support each other and get ourselves a little bit of a support, a kick in the wazoo to get going. So I'll see you tomorrow at this same time. And I've got something I'm going to play. And you guys ought to know that I'm brave enough by now. Somebody once dared me to and said, if you're brave enough, guess what? I am. So here it is.
Anywhere.
Okay, guys. Thank you again for joining me. You all have a great evening and a great night, and I'll see you here tomorrow for church. Believe me, it's fun. You'll enjoy it. Bye.